Every year, thousands of Jewish Americans arrive in Washington for the annual convention of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC. The group is the most influential pro-Israel lobbying organization in the U.S. Ori Ner is spokesman for Americans for Peace Now, which promotes a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
This gathering always sends a message that, as far as I'm concerned, is a very positive message, that the American public stands with Israel, that Israel has a major support here in the United States.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is to address the convention along with many members of Congress. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to appear via satellite. Once again, concern over Iran's nuclear program is expected to top the agenda. President Barack Obama addressed the convention last year.
No Israeli government can tolerate a nuclear weapon in the hands of a regime that denies the Holocaust, threatens to wipe Israel off the map, and sponsors terrorist groups committed to Israel's destruction.
The AIPAC gathering comes just a few weeks before President Obama travels to the Middle East, where Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops are clashing again. Some analysts say this ongoing conflict is why Israel and the Palestinians should be brought back to the bargaining table. Daniel Kurtzer of Princeton University.
So you now have a complicated situation in the region, the Arab Spring and the uprisings and all. It's a reason to move faster, not to ignore it.
At the start of his first term, President Obama made Israeli-Palestinian peacemaking a top priority. But the talk stalled over Jewish settlement construction in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Now, Mr. Obama may try again. David Makovsky is a top analyst at the Washington Institute.
But I think if he could connect not just to the Israeli public, but also the Palestinian public, and find a way to say, I still care about this issue.
Direct involvement of the president would bring hope. Hanan Ashrawi is a major figure in the Palestine Liberation Organization.
We hope that it does signal a seriousness of intent in terms of re-engaging in a positive and constructive way.
The civil war in Syria will be another important topic when President Obama visits the volatile Middle East. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.